out of a cabinet.
Doesn't look like I'm saying anything, but I'm just going to hope that it's still working.
It's good, man. I'm telling you, it's good.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 47. Today is Tuesday, June 22nd. Today we talk about sports, science, Twitter trends, hot topics, and give our favorites from New Music Friday. We are recording on Tuesday again because I developed a head cold for the first time in like a year and a half.
Took the mask off, man. Got sick instantly.
Well, this is what happened when I moved to New York City. I got sick instantly because there's so many germs here that so many people in small spaces.
Yeah.
And I think it's like I was protected for a year and a half and now we're having gatherings again. People are vaccinated, not wearing masks. So my body has to get used to like this influx of new germs. I don't know why I'm the only one that has gotten a head cold.
Yeah, in the summer
too. I don't know what I did. I ride the subway a lot more than most people do right now.
Yeah.
For work. And I feel like that's probably where I messed up because I'm not using hand sanitizer as much as I was before. Like, I still have it with me, but like, I don't use it every time and then I forget.
Yeah.
Like, I was paranoid before. And so now I'm like, well, this is what I get. It's nothing serious. I don't have COVID. It's literally a head cold. Like, I have felt this before. Like, this is a head cold.
Yeah, it sounds like a head cold. It sounds like you're just congested.
Stuffy nose. Like, I can breathe. I'm fine, but.
Getting a cold in the summer sucks, too. It just feels weird. It's like hot and you're sweaty. And
I haven't been having fun. So it started as a scratchy throat, which I actually just blew off as allergies.
Yeah.
Because of the changing, like it was getting hot and I was like, oh, it's probably just allergies. Like pollen's really bad, blah, blah, blah. So this past weekend I was like hanging out and I was kind of ignoring it. And then like we were at a wedding on Sunday. And I started feeling a little, like, more tired. I was like, maybe this is getting serious. And then it was, like, the weekend full of activities and a little stress and stuff. And then Monday, it was like, bam, full on. So it was, like, the combo of, like, you tried to ignore this, you idiot. And now you have, you know, you drank over the weekend. You were busy. You didn't sleep very well. I didn't sleep very well at all over the weekend. I had to run some experiments for work, too. So it was, like, a whole thing. And then on Monday, my body was like, time to shut down. Like, we need to fight this.
we can't do this anymore. Oh, my God.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to do that on the pot. I have water. Maybe we can cut that out. But, yeah. So
you're dying there for a second.
We're going to try and keep it short because my voice might not make it all the way
through. Yeah, we got to get through it.
But we're here for the people. So I don't like being sick right now. I'm hoping tomorrow I'm pretty much back to normal because yesterday I was completely dead. Today, I'm only half dead, so tomorrow I should be.
Yeah, you're day-to-day. You're day-to-day with a head cold.
Yeah, with head cold, it usually, like, it builds, and then it, like, hits a peak where you're like, oh, shit.
Your head's about to explode, yeah, and then.
And then it comes down, like, pretty quickly, which is nice. That's the only good thing. But anyway, let's move on to sports. We don't really want to talk about sports, because.
Man, it's the same thing every time. Every time, it's the same thing.
That sucks. Sixers blew it.
We didn't even say what we were talking about. Say, yeah, it's bad. Everyone knows.
I mean, people know.
Everyone knows.
If you listen to our podcast, you probably listen to sports because a majority of our podcast is sports. And the Sixers blew it at home.
Big time.
Ben Simmons is garbage.
Garbage. Garbo.
I don't know how we're going to get rid of him now.
Yeah, I mean, he totally killed his trade value, so I don't really... I mean, someone will trade for him, but I mean, I don't know if they're... I wouldn't give him up for just, like, a bag of rocks. Like, the sad thing is, like, he's not a bad player. He just... I don't know what happened, man. It's just, like, he forgot how to play basketball.
He has anxiety, right, though? Like, he has high anxiety about shooting. Like, that's been an issue before.
Yeah, and he's just a head case. He's all in his head, and...
Yeah. He needs to work through that. Maybe someone can fix him. But it's not us. It's kind of like the whole Carson Wentz situation.
No, it's the same thing. They're both talented. They both can be good, but they're just head cases.
Exactly. And Philly is not a place to be a head case.
No, he should probably go to like a small market team where he doesn't have a lot of eyes on him, where he can just develop and not have to worry about performing right away. Same with Carson. That's why I think. Like I said, when Simmons goes somewhere else, I guarantee you he turns out to be a really good player. But here, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then they're saying he might have been shooting with the wrong hand this whole time. It's like, how did this happen to us? Like, that's never happened before in the NBA where someone thought they were shooting with the wrong hand.
No way. That can't be true. I heard this too, and I was like, that's a joke.
But I mean, there's videos of him shooting with his right hand, like just playing around, and it looks a lot better. And he's like made whenever he like lays it up with his right hand or finishes with his right hand, he's 85%. He makes it 85% of the time, like at the rim. And then with the left hand, it's a lot less. It's like 50% maybe.
I am dumbfounded.
If that's it, man, Philly's cursed forever. We sold everything for that Super Bowl. We won. We sold every part of our soul for that Super Bowl.
You only get one.
You only get one every like 20 years, probably, is what we're going to get.
How is it possible that they didn't know he was shooting with the wrong... How did he not know he was shooting with the wrong... How did someone not know he was shooting with
someone,
the wrong
I don't know if it was his dad or one of his coaches. I forget what I read. But someone made him shoot with his left hand because they thought...
Is he right-handed?
I don't know. I think he's left-handed. I don't know. Let me look it up. Keep the show going. I'm looking it up.
Yeah, while you're looking that up, I wasn't able to really watch the game. I was getting updates on my phone because, like I said, I was at the wedding. Like, thankfully, I didn't watch the game because I just would have been more upset. But I was able to watch the Bucks-Nets game the last, like, 4 minutes, which was a great game.
Great game. That was a really good game. And it turned out perfectly for us. It turned out perfectly for us.
That I was rooting, and I was telling, because I was with Nets fans, obviously, being in New York. And I was like, I'm not rooting against the Nets. I'm rooting because I want to play the Bucks. Like, I think it'd be cool to see the Nets play, but because they haven't won in a while either. But I'd rather play the Bucks, so I'm rooting for the Bucks. Like, I made that clear. Like, I'm not trying to be a hater on the Nets, but like, the last Kevin Durant shot, it was an air ball.
Yeah, he ran out of gas. He was 0 for 5 in overtime, and you could just tell.
Can't do everything.
No, but they would have been killing LeBron. They would have been killing LeBron if he went 0 for 5 in overtime and missed airball the last shot. They would be killing. They crucify him. But so
yeah,
I mean, I'm not blaming him, but like let's keep it fair. Like he choked. He choked at the end because that's what
he did choke. Yeah,
because he's compared to LeBron. He's probably the best player in the league right now. So you gotta keep it fair. So 0 for 5 and Twitter would have went crazy. Everyone would have called him a choke artist, and so we gotta keep it fair.
He is a choker. I mean, in that situation, you're expected to have what they call the clutch gene. This is, like, a real thing that researchers have started to look at because of players like this who, like, 1 second left, buzzer shot.
But, I mean, he did it. He had 1 second left or 3 seconds left, and he made that one that would have won the game, but his foot was on the line.
Yeah, man.
Which I knew he was going to make because great players make that shot. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he was tired at the end. Like, someone else should have stepped up and helped him out. I'm not blaming him, but I just say that because LeBron would have got blamed, so.
Yeah. Did you find the left hand, right hand?
He is naturally right-handed, but his dad made him shoot left-handed. So he is right-handed, so he should be shooting right-handed. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You gotta be kidding me. Like, you gotta be kidding me.
Let's get his dad on the podcast and ask him why your son is right-handed.
Let's tweet at him.
Why would you make him shoot left-handed if he's a naturally right-handed person?
I really think that
look at it, it looks like he's shooting with his non-dominant hand. It all makes sense now.
It does make sense. I just thought he was garbage.
He literally doesn't
know how to shoot. Yeah, he's confused. His body's probably like, this isn't right.
What if he's like, all right, I'm going back to right hand. He just becomes like the best player in the league.
After we trade him.
Yeah.
Like our coach didn't have the guts to be like, hey man, why don't you try shooting with your right hand like for practice?
See, my thing is this, what I would do. Now, I would say, Ben, let's start working on your right hand. And if he looks really good with his right hand, you don't trade him, keep him. But if he's like, he looks just as bad with his right hand as he does left hand, you know. That's so crazy that his dad made him shoot left-handed. I mean, he's been shooting like that his whole life, but it still doesn't make it any better.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, well.
Wow. He's playing with a handicap, basically.
Yes, that's totally Philly right there. That's only what happened to Philly where
I really think that speaking about getting like people on the podcast, we need a Twitter.
Yeah, we should get a Twitter.
So that we can just
talk shit.
Talk trash to sports players. And that'll be like my burner Twitter because my Twitter is for business only. Just you're for science tweet, has you're to be super professional. So I'm gonna I won't be that person. I know we talked about that on the pod.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But I need a place to express my frustration. I won't at them, but I'll just tweet things.
Yeah, yeah. We can get famous for tweeting. We can make memes and do funny shit on Twitter about sports.
Yeah, yeah. I think that'd be fun. We need a Twitter. Maybe get some listeners. Yeah, so Sixers done. So Philly now suck. It's going to be Bucks and Hawks.
Yeah, I'm not. I hope no the one Hawks saw win. That. I really hope the Hawks win, honestly. I hope they go all the
no
way.
No one saw that. I don't know. I don't care, to be honest.
I don't really care anymore. There's not really, like, the playoffs, like, the last four teams, there's not really anybody that's that interesting besides Devin Booker on the Suns. And Giannis is. He's cool, but it's, I don't know, he's off and on. Like, he's not that fun to watch. All he does is so tall, he just literally just dunks it every time, so.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I mean, it should be decent.
Yeah, and then the Phillies suck. They're a 500 team. I am going to see them on Friday versus the Mets doubleheader, so.
Yeah, I'm done with them for now. I'm not watching them. I turned off my notifications so I don't get the updates anymore. Like you said, it's the same thing every year. They're 500 team. They just, I don't know. I'm just not interested in watching them anymore for right now.
The nice thing about the game, I get a free T-shirt. It's probably going to be Mets, though, so I don't know what to do with it.
I mean, going to a game's fun. You can never say no to a game, so.
Plus, like, Mets-Phillies.
It'll be cool. Yeah, it's cool.
All right, so I don't know. Did you see this today? The Raiders.
Yeah, first gay NFL player.
This happened yesterday. Yeah, first gay NFL player.
He's not the first gay.
I know. I thought like first active or to come out.
No, right? What was his name? I should know his name. He came out like right before training camp. What was his name? He got drafted and he came out. So he's not the first gay player. He's like the only player in the NFL right now to come out as gay because the other guy's not in the NFL anymore.
Okay, so maybe they meant active player.
Yeah, active player.
Carl Nassib. Is that how you say his last name?
Nassib. I think it's Nassib.
Nassib?
Yeah.
Nassib. Carl Nassib. Yeah, first active NFL player to come out as gay on Monday from the University of Missouri. Yeah, and he's been getting... Yeah, it's really cool. He's been getting a lot of good feedback on Instagram and Twitter. A lot of support, so that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I remember like the first guy. What was his name? We should know his name. Look up.
Who you're talking about.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I forget his name though. He was the defensive end. He was actually a really good player, but he kind of got blackballed. I feel like from the league once he came out.
What's funny? Okay, so it's funny that you say that because I literally just Googled like first gay NFL player, and of course the top stories are Carl, but then it's like you know the people also ask. And it says, who is the first openly gay NFL player? And it says, Carl.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I know...
Michael Sam is on Wikipedia.
Michael Sam was the first NFL
player.
It's
funny that they don't even mention him in, like, these articles.
It's really weird, actually. And, like, he was I think he was one of the better defensive players in college in his conference at the time. And he came to the NFL, and he came out. I don't know if he ever played a snap in the NFL. I think he did, so I don't know why he wouldn't be mentioned as the first one.
He wasn't mentioned. The only reason I found him was because of Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like they totally just deleted him off the face of the
Because everything else is Carl Nassib, first active. Carl Nassib.
And he got a lot of flack for it. Like, not a lot of flack, but he didn't
did,
get...
He did, though. He didn't get the support, yeah.
He didn't get any support, and, like, people made fun of him on Twitter and stuff like that. But now it's... I mean, he you got to give credit to him. He led the way for, you know, Carl Nassib to do this and receive praise. And he just, you know, unfortunately, he wasn't accepted the way that Carl is. So sad. But I mean, you got to shout him out, too. I mean, he shouldn't be forgotten about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's super strange. But that's all I have for sports. Do you have anything else?
Nah, not much is going on right now. I mean, basketball's done for us. Phillies.
We're not going to talk about sports for a while now.
I mean, we'll talk about the finals. We'll talk about the finals, and we might talk about some actually good baseball teams. But for right now, it's going to be pretty dead. So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, we still were able to put 15 minutes of sports in this thing. So, about our anger. Okay, let's move on to science. So, I know a couple weeks ago we talked about the Alzheimer's drug that was approved. Not that great. I don't know if I said this, but three scientists actually quit after that
from the FDA. Oh, really?
So they quit because of the approval, all that. So, obviously, it's still going through phase four trials, but for now, it's approved. I would like to mention, though, an Alzheimer's vaccine. So they're calling this a vaccine because they want to use it preventatively, so giving it early on. So they're saying this was a phase two clinical trial, and it was safe in phase two clinical trials. And basically, it stimulates an immune response against the bad proteins that accumulate in Alzheimer's disease. Specifically, if you want to know, it's called tau.
Tau?
Tau, yes. That's one of the bad ones. It accumulates and turns into tangles. And so this vaccine works to create an immune response against that, like other vaccines do, like the flu and the COVID vaccine, all that.
Yeah.
And so it's like a similar idea of treating Alzheimer's like it's an inflammatory disease, which it is, partly. So it's a cool way, a cool technique. There is a good evidence showing that it does stop this accumulation of tau. It's safe. The bad news, similar to the one that was just approved, not much evidence to show that it actually impacts cognitive decline. It's early on. It probably hasn't even been going on for that long, so maybe that's why, but still, it's crazy, man. We keep stopping the bad things that we, you know, that we think are we causing can't the disease.
Reverse the damage.
And
yeah.
This is trying to, before the damage takes place, it's still not slowing the cognitive decline. So, like, there's something else in there, or we need to treat, like, three different things. It's crazy. Yeah. I don't get it. It blows my mind. But we keep targeting these same things, and it's not working for cognition. What's happening to the memories? Like, where are they going? So there is a new vaccine in clinical trials for that. The other big news, I don't know if you saw this, but the Fifth Ocean is officially on the map. So hopefully you knew we had four oceans.
Yeah, I knew that. I think.
So I was also wondering, like, who makes up these things? So it's National Geographic map makers that decide these things.
So we have a fifth ocean now.
Yeah, we have a fifth ocean. So rewrite the textbooks.
Welcome to the party.
They've now recognized the Southern Ocean as the world's fifth ocean. And this is the area surrounding Antarctica.
What's it? It's called the Southern Ocean?
Yes, very creative.
I mean, you can't. I get it. I think they could have came
Southern
up with
Ocean.
I kind of like it. It's the Southern Ocean. It should be near like Florida or like Texas or something like that, though.
Yeah.
Southern Ocean.
I was like, what were they? What did they think it was before? Like part of another ocean, or they just were like, down there doesn't matter. It's water.
Yeah, I would like to go to Antarctica just to see what the vibes are hitting for down there.
Probably not many vibes.
The only vibes, you got some polar bears out there. You might have some
fish. They're excited now they have an ocean. They're on the map.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're all, they
also,
made it.
I just, this is off topic, but I just noticed, I was wondering why in the video you posted, my head looked like it was shaking, like it had like Parkinson's disease.
Did you notice that? No.
But so my camera is attached to the desk, and sometimes when I move the desk, like see that, I just shook it a lot.
Okay.
It shakes ever so slightly what the camera is attached to. So I probably was like, you know, tapping the table or like fidgeting on the table, and it just looked like my head was like.
I can also hear that. don't fidget on the table because I can hear that in the recording, and I always wonder what that noise is. It's like a little tap tap.
I can't help tap, it. Tap, it tap, it tap. Shakes because my floor is uneven. So if I move or move my water bottle, it shakes. I can't help it. I'm trying.
That sound always drives me up the wall. I'm like, are people playing music like every day, like loud as hell? I thought it was like a kick drum or something like that from a song.
No, I'm trying. Listen, dude. At end of the year, I'm probably going to be moving out of New York City, so I'll have a better place. I'll be in a better place.
I won't be in the smallest apartment with all the noise.
Yeah. But anyway, and so the last... Well, there was one thing I was going to say. I just didn't want to talk too much about it because I don't really understand it, but it's a headline, so maybe if people want to read it, then I'm not a physicist. I'm, like, the furthest thing from a physicist. Like, I could probably read this and, like, walk through it, but I just wanted to announce that physicists bring human-scale object to near standstill, reaching a quantum state. They're basically, you know how atoms and particles are always moving? Like, we're always, everything's in a constant state of movement.
Yeah.
They were able to stop that movement.
Was that like stopping time? So, like,
freeze time of this object.
Oh, nice.
Not freeze time, but, like, freeze the object, essentially, like, of a small object. This is the biggest object they've been able to do this for. So I think in theory, like, it would be the same as, like, if they could freeze all of our atoms at once. Like, freeze us, like, you know, in, like, superhero movies where, like, people are frozen. Obviously, that's not what they're trying to use it for, but that's how I would be able to relate it to something I could understand.
Unless it gets into the wrong hands.
Yeah, so it happened at MIT. You know, I don't...
They don't know. I don't know. My pay grade. Yeah, we don't know what they're doing.
I don't know
what
they're doing over there. Yeah,
they got stuff in labs, and they probably got aliens up there and stuff. No one knows.
Yeah, they're making some crazy shit up there. Good for them.
They're time traveling.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, time travel. We did that last year. Now we're trying to freeze shit. We're trying to just stop time altogether. But yeah, so they did that for the first time. I think what happens is they cool it so much that it stops the atoms from moving.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a human-scale object close to emotional ground state. The object isn't tangible in the sense of being situated at one location. It's a combined motion of four separate objects, each weighing 40 kilograms. The object the researchers cooled has an estimated mass of 10 kilograms. I mean, that's pretty big. If you think about, like, what they could never do that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're interested, that happened. And I love that it's, like, it didn't reach fully motionless, but it's the closest they've gotten, so they published that. Well, it was close enough.
We're, like, 98%.
Yeah. But anyway, my last, did you know the ears of a cricket are located on the front legs just below the knee?
I did not know that. I feel like that's a bad place for ears, but, I mean, to each their own.
I knew that crickets were weird. Well, I don't like crickets. And people are like, well, they make music. You should like them.
No,
like,
they make bad music.
It's creepy.
It's
creepy music.
It's also very annoying.
It's creepy music, and I don't like bugs that can jump out of nowhere.
Sprickets, man. Sprickets. I don't think that people realize... Because not every place has sprickets. But sprickets are the craziest thing I've ever seen. And it's the most disgusting. I'm not scared of bugs, really. Like, big spiders, maybe. But it's a spider and a cricket put together. And it looks like a spider, but it jumps like a cricket. It's just very terrifying. It's the most terrifying thing.
We had those in our garage. I wouldn't go outside to get water.
They can jump like freaking 5 feet at once. Like, they can just jump around like Spider-Man.
That's what I mean. I don't like things that can jump on me because I don't know where they're coming from. And I don't, I can't
run. They can attack you from all angles.
Yeah. I'm uncomfortable and I don't like it. It's the one bug I don't like. And, yeah, so I knew that they were weird and I knew they had like weird hearing. So this was a cool fact, I thought. Located, I guess because that's how they play the music, is like rubbing their leg on against their back or something, you know? Like, it's like...
like a violin.
Like a violin. So, I guess, like, below your front leg. It's super weird.
Imagine having ears so under your kneecaps.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's not the... Like, what if you use, like, someone who, like, karate chops your ears that are located on your
knees? See what I mean, though? The... Cricket is weird. People don't realize. It's not right. It's an alien.
No, the crickets are fine, but when they mutate with spiders, it's not right. God did not intend for that to happen. That is a mistake in the simulation.
But also, why are they mating together? Why are spiders and crickets mating together?
I don't even know how that works. No one knows.
Right?
No one knows. I don't understand, man.
I'm like Googling spiders and spider crickets don't attract mates by making chirping sounds. They attract mates by emitting a smell. See, this is weird.
It's not right,
man.
They
can reproduce in your house or basement if the conditions are damp and dark.
I got flashbacks.
It says if spiders and crickets could mate, which they can't.
What are crickets?
All right, now we're going down a rabbit hole, but I am going to get to the bottom
of this. Yeah, next episode we'll talk about it.
What are crickets?
Maybe we've been lied to this whole time. Oh, man, they're nasty creatures.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they look so weird, dude. They have like 5 legs. Weird. Okay, so this says that it's a camel cricket, and a cave cricket is a bug that can... Now I'm getting like itchy on my leg.
Oh, man.
It's a bug that can reproduce in a house. Okay. It's a spider cricket, but it's a cricket. It's not... They don't mate with spiders, so we were wrong. It's a camel cricket and a cave cricket mating together.
How did a camel cricket get to New Jersey, though? There's no camels.
A camel cricket, not a camel.
Yeah, but a camel cricket, I feel like that would they would be in the desert. Camels are in the desert. Like, why would it be called a camel cricket?
Spider crickets, the bugs you don't want in your house. Yeah, we know.
The scariest things on earth.
What are camel crickets?
All right, well, we can report on this next week.
Oh, man, do not Google camel crickets.
I'm not, man. I have a bad image on my head, and I don't want to look at it.
All right, let's move on from this. We
sorry.
We can talk more if we want to, but... all right, let's move into hot topics. Cryptocurrency.
Gee, going down the shitter.
All the crypto fell. So guess what? I bought all of it. I bought all cryptos now. I have all the crypto.
Really?
Yeah, it all crashed.
Buy the dip.
I was like, you know what? I'm tired of everyone having all this crypto. All I have is Doge. So I bought Bitcoin today and I bought Ethereum.
Nice. Yeah, Ethereum dipped big time. Bitcoin down to 32. Did Bitcoin go under 30? No, wow, it went to 29.
It did, yeah. It did. That's when I bought it. I bought it at 29.
It's a shit show out here, man. It's a fucking war zone.
I bought 0.0001 Bitcoin and 0.02 Ethereum, I think.
Nice. By the dips, man. It just keeps dipping.
Hey, I was like, it's going to go back up.
Yeah, hopefully.
Right? Crypto? At least one of them will. So then I'll sell the other.
I don't know. This is my first year in crypto. Everyone says this is kind of normal, but the crypto we saw, like the year we saw, was not normal. So I was like, it's not always like this. That'd be great. You're a freaking millionaire already.
Well, that's why I was like, you know what? I'm going to get in on this now because of the dip. I was like, I need to be in one that could make it so that in case it is the future, at least I have like half a Bitcoin or something someday, you know?
Yeah, makes sense.
So that's that.
What is dry scooping?
Yeah, Doge was really low today.
Yeah, heartbreaking. I should have sold it. We should have sold a 72.
Yeah, we didn't.
Anyway. It was all pump and dump. They got us, man. The rich people always win.
I'm hoping it goes back up again. Yeah, I don't know if you saw this. Dry scooping trend on TikTok?
No.
These kids, man, not smart. Not smart. Like, I get it. It's a quick way to make money and get friends and all that stuff. But, like, before you do a trend that potentially that is going to affect your body, you should probably research it.
What is this, though? Like, dry scooping? It sounds like it's not great for you.
It's when you take a full scoop of pre-workout powder.
Okay, I was going to
say. Without liquid.
I feel like people do that all the time, though.
You have to mix it.
I see people do the scoop and then they drink a lot of water afterwards.
Maybe, yeah, but this is no liquid.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because all the influencers and the workout people I have on my Instagram, they'll scoop it, put it in their mouth, and they drink a whole bottle of water.
I guess that's okay. You need a lot of liquid with it. But if you just do the powder without any liquid, people are like, going into like cardiac arrest and stuff.
Because their hearts pump it too fast?
I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
like that shit is not good for you in general, usually. A lot
of it. Yeah, unless you get like the all natural kind.
I remember taking a scoop. I don't know what kind it was. And I mixed it, obviously, and everything. But, like, I was so jittery, and my body itched all over.
Yeah, you might have been taking C4. I remember I used to take C4 pre-workout. I couldn't take it for long because I would get so anxious and jittery. And, like, it was great for the workout, but then once the workout was over. And the crash is so bad when it's done. I just, like, it wasn't worth it for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I was itching. I was just like, ah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't like this. I can work. I have enough, like, energy to work out. Without that, I mean, it obviously helps.
I think people need some more sleep. I think unless you're waking up like super early to work out and you need like that kick, right? But, like if you're working out in like the middle of the day, I don't really think you need pre workout. Like just maybe you just need some more sleep.
Honestly, yeah, I got 10 hours of sleep yesterday because I was trying to get over the cold, so I went to bed at like 9, took like some NyQuil, just knocked out, felt so amazing.
That's the best.
10 hours. I woke up and I was like. Revived. Like your body just needs sleep.
Yeah, it's like
it'll fix itself. Like I mean the NyQuil helped, but
shutting down. It's weird that we sleep for like 8 to 10 hours a day or 6 to 8 hours a day. It's just very weird concept.
If like, you think just, about it, yeah.
Yeah, we just shut down like we're just not we're done.
We've had enough. But yeah, that's a new trend on TikTok. Don't recommend it. Don't know why it's a trend. Didn't look into it. Because I don't care.
These kids these days, man.
I just think could be doing other stuff with your life.
You want to move on to music, new releases?
Yeah, so Her came out with a new album, which I haven't listened to, but I really want to. I just haven't yet.
I heard it was very, very good.
I did too. The top song on New Music Friday was by Tyler, the Creator, which... He always has weird stuff.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know what you think. I like it.
Yeah, it's always weird. DaBaby had another. He was like number two.
Leon Bridges.
It was okay. Yeah, Leon Bridges. Did he have a new album?
I don't know. Oh, didn't mean to play that. I'm looking right now. He's playing. New album? No, just a single. Why Don't You Touch Me?
Okay, I thought he had a couple other new songs. Why Don't You Touch Me? I thought he had a couple other new songs, but maybe not. But other than that...
We had Migos' Deluxe album came out, so a couple new songs. We talked about Logic coming out of retirement. 6 months.
Did we? We did not.
Well, I don't
We
really,
didn't.
I don't care that much. I mean, it's... Logic's okay, but it's like...
I think the crazier thing is that he keeps doing this.
Well, I think this is the only time he's done it.
I thought he retired before, and then he came back.
No, this is the first time he did it, but he only retired for 6 months, and he came back. It's not even like... Fans were like... Well, he has like a cult following, so none of his fans said anything bad about it. But people were like, bro, you left for 6 months. Like, that's a normal time to not put out music. And he put out like a press release with like his lawyer saying he's back and everything. He was just like, he's just doing too much, man. I used to love Logic, but he's kind of corny now, man. I'm going to be honest with you.
I feel like a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, he's just corny now.
Have we gotten any music to review or no?
We have not. I haven't really pushed it that much. I never put the thing on TikTok.
That's true, yeah.
I got to be more on TikTok. I might need you to help me post more on TikTok because... Got a lot going on with my artist stuff and everything, so.
Yeah, because you're releasing new stuff, too.
Yeah, I got my new song dropped, California Pines. California. We talked about it last
week. Wait,
we
were going to go through each line.
Wow, we can do that next week. It's already 34 minutes in, but yeah. Out on all platforms, search Dougie Oak, California Pines. Let me know what you think. What do you think of it?
Well, just kidding.
I didn't like the production here, and the vocals here were a little off.
No, I really enjoyed it. I wanted to actually ask, so who's playing all the instruments?
Dylan Height, the man that produced it. The guy that produced it.
The man, the myth. Okay, so he's playing every instrument.
Yeah, he plays guitar, he plays the drums, and the bass.
I thought you would have played the drums.
No, well, he produced, I don't have anywhere to really play the drums. I mean, he produced it all himself, so... He's a really good guitarist, drummer, bassist. I have a couple other songs with him that I'm going to drop eventually as well, so.
Okay, yeah, and when it dropped, I realized that I had heard it before, so.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've been getting a lot of good reviews, so. It's been nice.
No, it's good. I really like the armor lyric that you have.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Chinks in my armor, I'm sorry, your majesty.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Bars on him.
Bars. Singing with the bars.
No, I like that line a lot. No, it's a great song. It's on my liked playlist now.
Nice, man. Need to get them streams up.
Yep, yep.
Well, I think we're about finished. Like I said, if you have any music, it doesn't have to be from you. It could be from just something you want us to listen to, or if you have some good suggestions for music, just send it in and we'll take a listen to it. You got anything else?
I think that's it.
All right, man. It's been real. It's been fun. Has been real fun. Peace.
Peace. You gotta become me.